This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Ladies and gentlemen, we have made it. Today is opening day for a line that I honestly never knew if I was going to get the chance to say. It is opening day for your defending World Series champion Texas Rangers. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, Mike Bassick. We've got Rigo rocking with us. And also we bring Rigo in for special occasions. We've got Derek Holland in with us in studio all day. We got Jared Sandler coming up at about 10:20, Chuck Morgan at 12:40, Cole Hamels at 1 o'clock. But ladies and gentlemen, right now I bring to you Mr. Mike Bassick.
All right, guys, just going to be honest here. I've teared up twice already today.
Me too.
Getting ready for this season because it's opening day. And Ranger fans, it's a new year. Anything and everything is possible this year. Rookie of the year, MVP, 100 wins, manager of the year. And I'm going to tell you right now, if the Rangers win this division, Bochy's manager of the year. There's a lot of doubt nationally right now on these Texas Rangers. A lot of doubt. For us Ranger fans, no doubt. There should be no doubt. We are the World Series champions right now. There's going to be times where you want to doubt this season. Today is day one of 162. At times, the pitchers aren't going to get it done. The hitters aren't going to score runs. The bullpen's going to blow games. That will happen throughout a 162-game season. And you're going to want to doubt. And you're going to look at Seattle. And you're going to look down there at Houston. And you're going to say, I don't know. They might be better than us. No doubt. Our guys just won the World Series. We are the World Series defending champions. The six All-Stars are back. Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford are here. They are starting. They will be here for 162 games. We're getting back a Hall of Famer in Max Scherzer during the season. Hopefully we get back some other pitchers. Chris Young, this is his life. His life is dedicated to the Texas Rangers to try to make this the best team possible. You saw what he did last year in July and August, making trades for our guys. 2023 was our year. 2024 will be our year. Tonight is our night. Tonight is our night. We raise the banner. We get to see for the first time ever as a Texas Ranger fan, the banner that says World Series Champions. It lives forever in our building. It lives forever. But this is a new year. We're going to run it back. And let's run it back and win the whole effing thing again. Yeah! Let's go, Rangers. Let's go, Rangers. Let's go, Rangers.
Oh, my God. I'm hyped up about that.
I feel good, man.
Derek, do you have a speech that you would like
to
give?
Your turn, Derek. You got the floor.
Well, you know what? You didn't make me cry.
Is that what you're hoping
for? Did I fire you up a little bit?
Yeah, you got me going. And I just want to say, from the outside looking in, this is a special moment for the Rangers fans. So take it in. When you go to the game today, when you watch it on TV, when you listen to it on the radio, take that moment. And when you hear that banner come down, this is for you. This is where it's all about. You guys made it possible for us, well, for the team, for the Rangers, to do what they did. We had our chance in 11, but these guys capitalized for us in 2023. So take this moment, enjoy it, embrace it. And just like Mike said, nobody can take that away from you. It's going to be here forever. You're a World Series champion. You're defending it. Everybody is chasing us. So let's go out and defend it and take care of business.
I'm pumped. I am pumped from the 682. Mike has me hyped. Let's effing go. Dang it, Mike. I'm already teary-eyed. That's early in the day for that, but you know what? I guess you can go ahead and fire off cut number 11. You can let the tears flow early on. Let's go ahead and fire off cut number 11.
Two balls, two strikes. Spores kicks and fires. He struck him out looking. It's over. It's over. The Rangers have won the World Series. Ranger fans, you're not dreaming. The Rangers are the World Series champions.
Delightful.
You know what? I'm going to post my video again, too, because my video went viral of that last pitch. If we could sync up that last pitch with that call and that celebration that I got to experience.
I got a guy.
You're at Texas Live, correct?
Texas Live. That was something I'm never going to forget, too. It was cool for me, you know, sitting on the top step. We watched, you know, everything just unfold, and we lost. It wasn't cool. It sucked. But it was a cool moment for us. And then to sit there and actually be there with the fans and watch the whole thing unfold and watch that final pitch and that whole place go nuts. I saw beer flying everywhere, people making out, just having a freaking good time celebrating. That was cool.
I often wonder, and I don't know how the players feel about whenever, if they realize.
Corey's crying. I see his eyes.
They're just pouring down, man. I'm going to cry all day, by the way. All day long. Hopefully tomorrow the tears will dry up. But like when the players accomplish that, I know they're partying, you know, and I know we saw Marcus Semien has all his kids doing his interviews after the game and everything. They all got done celebrating together. I know that party's going on. But I do wonder what their understanding of what it means to fans is.
Because, I promise you they know.
Because Mike Adams did text me, and you texted me the next day. Because we dedicated the entire show. We went all night.
I was going to say, I listened to you guys as I was driving home.
And both of y'all said, man, I didn't, listening to these stories from the fans, and I hate to bring this, but Mike Adams was like, it makes me realize that how much we let them down then. But we all still, we connect ourselves to players. You know, there's stories behind each one of these players that we're just like, I'm rooting for that guy for this purpose. You know, I'm rooting for Evaldi because that dude goes out there and he looks like he pours everything into it. I'm rooting for Leclerc because this is his moment, you know, to show he's a closer. I'm rooting for Nate Lowe. There's lots of reasons that I hope that he finally gets that swing that makes it happen. I'm rooting for you attach yourself throughout an entire baseball season with these guys. You come to love them.
Yep.
And then they're doing it because they want to win a championship. And you as a fan are kind of sitting there being part of it, helping, cheering and everything. But then whenever you finally it's done, you're just like, now we get to celebrate. And I wonder if the players, they truly do, they're like, hey, you know, they're saying, we did it for you guys. We did it for us. We all did it together. I love hearing that part of it because that connection is something that we know we feel about the players.
Well, I got to hear it a lot when I was at Texas Live from all the fans. While I'm standing there, you know, I was with CBS 11 and I was doing my thing with them, and they were literally talking to me, telling me like, hey, we're doing this for your team. You know, this is the comeback story for 2011. Like, we've got you. And just hearing, like you said, everybody's stories and talking about what it meant to them, and then to see it happen. And then, man, high fives everywhere, fist pumps, hugs, everything. It was awesome. You talk about partying. That was it.
Now, do you guys want to hear from national media folk across the land about what they're thinking the Rangers are going to do this year.
Yeah.
Not okay. really.
I think this is where, in a way, I like this because there's doubt.
Yes.
There's a lot of doubt on the Rangers. I watched a lot of MLB Network last night and a little bit this morning, and they're not saying the Rangers are going to be horrible. I'll be interested to see what you have here, but they're definitely doubting this team.
All right. Well, because of that, I'm going to start specifically with a doubt. This is from Keith Law. So he put out predictions, projections, and wild guesses.
And I really like his stuff.
Yes. He's excellent. He's got the Rangers at 84 and 78. And the breakdown goes like this. The Rangers won the World Series. You can stop reading now if you're among their fans. And so you get that it's probably not going to be the most positive thing in the world. Tell your neighbors that your team is the reigning champs. Now, for everybody else, this is a championship lineup and a rotation that's mid at best. Max Scherzer's hurt and old. Jacob DeGrom is coming back from elbow surgery. Nate Eovaldi threw 435 innings over the last 3 years. Last time he did that, he blew out and missed a season, and now he's 34. Dane Dunning has trouble getting lefties out. Andrew Heaney has had trouble keeping righties in the ballpark. I love the Michael Lorenzen signing, but there's a lot of negative baggage before that from Keith Law, and said, I think they're going to allow a lot more runs than they did last year. So even if they approach 900 runs scored again, and they very well might, they're probably not a 90-win team. And I think this is a great encapsulation of the doubt that you were referencing. So this coming from Keith Law, I think I can go across other media entities in just a minute, but I think this is a good shot of kind of what people think across the board.
I'm going to say this. I gave an inspirational speech. I believe in this team. Keith Law is not wrong about a lot of the things he's saying. Those things you can look at and say, there's faults in this team.
Every team has faults too.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
This is not on paper the best team in baseball.
Yeah.
But these guys figured out a way with literally, and I'm not taking anything away from the nine other guys on the staff, with two starting pitchers and two relievers that they could really rely on, and Eovaldi, Montgomery, Spores, and Leclerc. Those were like, hey, if they're not pitching, we're a little bit worried.
They were dogs in every series last year, right?
Yes.
In the playoffs?
Maybe not Arizona. I don't know when
they
got to the
favorite against Arizona. Okay.
But Tampa, Baltimore, and Houston, yes, they were underdogs in those series. I just can't remember where it was at World Series-wise. But you just never know what's going to happen. You just don't know. This is a very talented team. On a piece of paper, Seattle has the best pitching staff in the West. It's probably not close on a piece of paper. We don't know what's going to happen. There is an assumption there by Keith Law, and I get it. He's basing it off of history.
Mm-hmm.
Nate Eovaldi's going to get hurt. He's basing it off of history that Nate Eovaldi will not make it through this season. But that's an unknown. I can't tell you Luis Castillo's going to make it through the season either. I can't tell you that Logan Gilbert is going to make it through the season either. Like, they have really good. Is Justin Verlander in the same category that he just put Max Scherzer? I have no clue what he wrote about Houston, but Max Scherzer's old and getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sorry.
Wow.
Sorry. Justin Verlander is old and getting worse. They're both in the same category of they're around 40 and they're not in their prime anymore. I get it. But it doesn't mean that Max Scherzer can't have a good year. It doesn't mean that Verlander can't have a good year. It doesn't mean that you get back Max Scherzer and you're hoping for more. And it's just, when you get older, and you're not usually going to be as good when you're closer to 40 than when you're around 30. But I just think that if you look at Houston, the other thing that they have, a brand new manager, never managed ever before, as far as I know, like in the major leagues, Espana, if I'm saying his last name right.
Espada.
And I don't know. Alex Bregman's a free agent. You know, I don't know. That could be good for him. That could be bad for them. Where's their leadership going to be? That thing starts, it's starting to look like for them, they're about to lose guys possibly through free agency. And they've been able to do it and still stay alive and have great seasons. I'm really interested in how Houston handles this. The Texas Rangers, if you take out the pitching staff and just look at the position players, they're going to be here for 2 to 6 more years together.
And I think a lot of those critiques that Keith Law made, you could look at last year at this time and fire those exact same critiques off, yeah. And they figured out a way to make it work.
You know what? That paper can't measure though, Kevin?
Heart.
Here.
I knew it.
Paper can't measure what you got right there in your chest, which is really weird because your heart actually just pumps blood through your body. It doesn't actually have a spirit. Is the heart a spirit? Or where is the spirit? Is it just the whole body?
Corey,
but the heart.
I'm going to stop you there.
Measured and.
If you say that the heart clouds. Has no spirit, mm-hmm. You're going against everything I know about you as a person.
Exactly. You're right. The heart can only be measured the same way clouds can.
To your point of. There you go. That's a great point. To your point of last year. Everybody thought Martin Perez was going to be 2022 Martin Perez.
Yep.
And he couldn't stay in the rotation. He just, for some reason, 2022 was his career year. He was an all-star. He deserved to be an all-star. It was a great year. And then 2023, he wasn't 2022 anymore. It just so happened that he kind of went back to what he was in, let's say, 2021, 2019, stuff like that. It can happen. But also, I'm a big believer in John Gray. I really am. And I think he can have a good year. I'm not saying he's going to win the Cy Young. I don't think he's going to win a Cy Young or be a candidate for the Cy Young. But I really think John Gray has the stuff. And if he stays healthy and he stays that mentally locked in, and in a weird way, the thing that he does at times is he stops believing in himself at times. He gets so frustrated with himself.
I can see that.
That it causes him to have issues. If he can stay in kind of that, I believe in myself, I believe in my stuff, I'm going to execute this pitch one at a time, I think John Gray can win 15 games for you.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. I know we got to go to break. Don't worry, we got 4 hours to chop this all up. Coming up next, let's talk a little Lats, Yeary, Walsh, Urania. Let's talk with Jared Sandler for all the insight on the opening day roster and everything else you need to know about the Texas Rangers as they begin the defense of their world championship. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Two-time World Series MVP, number 5, Corey Seager.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Really, this was truly special. You know, we appreciate all your support, but I just got one thing to say. You know, everybody was wondering what would happen if the Rangers didn't win the World Series. I guess we'll never know.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Play that clip especially for Jared Sandler, who at the parade jumped up out of his seat and fist pumped, and it was awesome. Jared, welcome to 105 Through the Fan's opening day.
Thanks, guys. It's pretty cool, huh?
Did you ever hear amazing. What I said I wanted to happen after you jumped out of your seat?
Like my pants rip? Or
no,
like
no, I wanted
it's
you to,
even better.
I wanted you to jump on stage because I thought you might, and then Corey Seager take you on a piggyback ride all around the stage right there, like around the players. As that's what I thought you
I'll
wanted
tell
to
you
happen.
What, if the Rangers repeat, I will make that happen. I'll tell Corey.
Oh my God.
I'll get the parade will include a piggyback ride of some kind. If they can go back to back or win,
gross.
I'll even say this. If they win either this year or next year, if you remind me, I'll make sure that
Hell
happens.
Hell yeah. Yes.
But that was awesome.
You were so excited.
I was excited. Yeah.
I got more excited because of how excited you were.
Yeah. I was so fired up. And Mike has seen this, I think, playing basketball. Like I will get incredibly fiery over certain things. You guys experience this to some degree, but I would even say like not even to the full degree because I have to kind of compose myself in the post game. But that was pretty awesome. And you guys know how I feel about Houston and that dig and coming from Corey.
Yes.
Like coming from that guy in that moment delivered in that way was perfection.
Now,
why is Mike not opening a bag of popcorn right now? It just seems like right now should be the time.
We purposefully did not play that audio, which is also one of my favorites from the night the Rangers won the World Series. But, Jared, I wanted to talk some logistics with you about opening day and who broke camp with the team, I realize that who's on the roster today is not even close to the end-all be-all, but some of the moves, Jake Latz, Yuri Rodriguez make the opening day roster, so does Jose Reina. Were there any surprises in the mix, or especially in the last week, did you see it kind of trending this direction?
I would say in the last 4 days, 4 to 5 days, it seemed like when the team finished their Arizona schedule, their Cactus League schedule on Saturday, this was sort of what I felt like was going to happen. Now, for the weeks leading up, I thought Grant Anderson would have a role in the bullpen.
If he didn't have an option, do you think he would?
Well, but I think it's the same thing. Like, Yuri Rodriguez has an option. And yeah, so okay. I think, like, I don't want to downplay the significance of this, but, like, Grant Anderson could very well be up on Sunday, and Yuri Rodriguez could be in AAA if the Rangers need to use a long reliever and want a fresh arm in there. So Yuri had a great camp, and I don't know specifically what led to the decision Yuri over Grant Anderson, but we're going to see both those guys. Jake Latz was not someone going into camp I thought would make the opening day roster, but he had a really good camp, and I think he fills a few roles. One, he can be another left-handed arm out of the bullpen in addition to Brock Burke, who, you know, we saw last year. Bruce Bochy doesn't necessarily have a world of trust in. He can also be another long reliever. And remember, I think we talked about this last week. If your starting rotation out of the break or out of the shoot is a group that includes Bradford, Heaney, and Dunning, three guys that the Rangers don't necessarily push to 90 to 100 pitches very often, you need length in your bullpen, and Jake Latz offers that.
And same with Reina then, in terms of offering length in your bullpen, I would assume?
Yeah, and I think his addition is multifaceted in that
he could start.
He could start. He adds starting depth. And if you don't put it, he had too good of a camp that if he was not on the opening day roster, he would have exercised his opt-out, which he had, and would have been picked up by another club. And so not only would you lose him in the immediate of, you know, the week or two to begin the season, but if you did need to dip into that starting depth, which we've talked about has maybe projected as a potential challenge, now it's even weaker because you've lost a veteran starter who, hey, there's a reason why he was brought in on a minor league deal. The Rangers feel like they've altered some things that have made him better, but it's not like he's, you know, an all-star, but he's a guy who's got a lot of major league experience who can take the ball every fifth day and hopefully help you compete.
Somebody who was an all-star in a great story, Jared Walsh. I know you can't predict the future, but just from a numbers standpoint, it would seem as though, is this just a placeholder until Nate Lowe comes back?
It's a great question.
Thank you.
Yeah. In all likelihood, yes. Okay. And my hesitation is not to suggest that he might take Nate Lowe's job. It's more if Jared Walsh has a good first 3 to 4 weeks and then Nate Lowe comes back, I mean, you're not just going to dispose of Jared Walsh. You know, you got to figure out how to balance that. Now, as you guys know, 4 weeks is a long time in baseball. You're going to have changes to the roster. Guys aren't going to perform. Guys are going to perform. Usually these things sort themselves out, but, you know, it's a fair question because there is a little bit of versatility with Jared Walsh. He can play a corner outfield spot, but at the end of the day, he's primarily a first baseman. He's a left-handed hitter, which is what Nathaniel Lowe is. He is a left-handed hitting first baseman, and you don't usually have room on the roster for two of those guys unless one is going to DH, and we've talked about the DH spot. Wyatt Langford's going to be there a lot, or maybe Adolis every once in a while, so it's a fair question, but I don't know that there's an obvious answer right now.
You know, Jared, I was kind of thinking as I was driving in this morning, there were some significant moments that might be forgotten about Mitch Garver from that playoff run. Like because he's not here this year, so you might forget about those moments, and they're going to try and replace that with a lot of different bats this year. I don't know if you know how many different lineups Bochy had to draw up last year, but I was kind of curious as, do you think he'll ever this season have one that he's like, that's my lineup? Or do you think it's going to be kind of moving them around a lot throughout the year?
Sorry, I can't take you seriously. You got something on your lip.
It's probably,
did you see that?
I'm dry. Yeah. I'm
sorry. I just, balm, I was trying not to.
Shea butter with vitamin E. Yeah. lip balm.
No, your lips look great, but there's something white hanging on your lip.
And yeah, it's lip balm, Jared.
Sorry, what was your question? No, I'm just kidding.
How we get the scoop.
I think Bruce Bochy would like to have consistent lineups. Obviously, it's not realistic that, you know, he's just going to have a set lineup for righties and lefties with injuries and rosters changing. We have seen, though, that he likes to maintain certain things game to game. So Marcus Semien leading off, I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. Corey Seager batting second, I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. I think the wild card in a lot of this is Wyatt Langford, and then where does Evan Carter hit against lefties?
Yes.
So I think Wyatt Langford might hit somewhere today, and today and Sunday they'll face a lefty, but I think that could change as the season goes on. I don't know if Wyatt Langford hits third today. I wouldn't be surprised to see Wyatt Langford become this team's number three hitter as the season progresses. So, you know, he stuck with a top five or six that was pretty consistent last year and then eventually started making changes. I think he'd like to have that consistency with that top part of the lineup. Maybe, you know, a different group with righties and lefties on the mound. But I think Wyatt Langford could earn his way quickly into a different role if he's not going to be right in the three hole today and then on Saturday when they face a righty for the first time in Kyle Hendricks.
And as far as like Leote's role, is it kind of similar to last year? Is it his, I don't want to say to lose,
no,
but
that's a fair question.
Is it his job?
Yeah, I think when you look at, you know, one of the things when Kevin asked about Jared Walsh, you think about injuries and you think about guys not performing. And the guy who I think maybe is at the top of the list with a job to lose is Leote, because you've got Wyatt Langford there and you've got Evan Carter who can play center field, and then you could use the DH spot in a versatile way. Now the thing with, so let's take Jared Walsh and Nathaniel Lowe. One of the things I said was,
and you said 3 to 4 weeks. Is that how long we're,
I think, expecting? Yeah, mid to late April for Nate. It's tough to have one of them on the bench, right? Because if one of them's not going to start, it's tough to use up one of your four bench spots on basically a one position corner position in the infield player who bats the same way as the guy who's starting over him, right? Mm-hmm. They're both left-handed hitting first baseman. With Leote, that's not the case. Leote's a switch hitter, not great against lefties, but he is a switch hitter. He runs well. He plays really good defense. There is a place for that guy on the bench, right? So if they decided, even if it's, hey, we're going to platoon Leote, which you don't typically see with switch hitters, but he really struggled against lefties last year. So maybe they put him in a platoon and he's in there against righties, not against lefties. The one thing I would say, though, is Leote took a big step forward last year offensively. Still was a slightly below average performer across the league, but that was a step forward from where he was. He plays really good defense. You know, if you subscribe to WAR, he was about a 3-win player. More often than not, a 3-win player is an everyday player on a good team. So, you know, he had a good year, but they do need him because of the depth they have in the outfield to take another step forward offensively. And I don't think he's going to get a 3-month runway to do that. I think give him 2 to 4 weeks and, you know, maybe you start seeing some changes if he gets off to a really slow start.
There's 10 games to start the season that are very tough. This is a very tough, I know I'm going to include March into April. This is a very tough month when you look at the schedule. We do this a lot in, obviously, football, a 4-game package. Maybe in basketball, we look at a 10 to 20 game package and go this or that. In this first 10 games, Chicago's a solid team. We obviously know Tampa Bay last year. Didn't they start off 13-0 until they lost? So, I mean, they got off to a tremendous start last year. And then you're playing the Houston Astros for your first 10 games. It's 5-5. I know that there's a zillion games after that. But I feel like if you come out of these first 10 games, I'm giving my opinion and then you can talk about it, is I feel like if they are 5-5 after these first 10 games, I'm not going to feel great, but I'll feel pretty good at the start because of the schedule.
Yeah, can I add to that? Okay. So,
of course you can.
They have an off day on April 4th. And then on April 5th, they begin a stretch of 17 games in 17 days, which you always hear players, and Derek can talk about this, especially as a pitcher, you always hear players, like position players, say, we don't want to front load our off days.
Yeah.
But you also, early on, you still have pitchers that are maybe stretching out a little bit. And this is where, you know, the optionable relievers help because you can keep fresh arms. You don't want to overextend people. Cold weather, that sometimes impacts things. But that 17 game and 17 day stretch, you got Houston twice, once at home, once on the road. Yes, you have the A's. All right. Not too scared about that. Then you go to Detroit. I have so much respect for AJ Hinch, and I think Detroit is a good team. I think Detroit is around a 500 team this year. And then you got Atlanta on the road. So, you know, that right there, that 17-game and 17-day stretch, Houston, Detroit, Atlanta with Oakland mixed in, that's not easy. But, you know, that's tough to have 17 straight that early in the season for some of the pitchers, especially when you got some guys who are still trying to
like Lorenzen for sure will be in the rotation in that 17-game stretch.
Yeah, and
but not really built up tremendously well.
Right, Chris Young even said that, you know, before knowing that Michael Lorenzen wouldn't start the season on the roster, said, hey, we're definitely going to use at least six starters during that stretch. You know, we're just not, it's not worth doing that to their starters. And, you know, what Keith Law said about Nathan Eovaldi, it's fair, right? I mean, you know, he has had an injury history, and you don't want to put guys in compromising positions early in the season, especially with this team's pitching situation, with, you know, waiting for three guys to come back over the middle to late months.
Well, you don't want to also overload those guys. You just came from a World Series title. You got that. So you didn't get as long of an offseason as most teams do. So you got to bring these guys back in. You don't want to put too much of a load onto them at the time.
I won't make fun of you for that.
I know, but it's pitching-wise, I'm just thinking you can't really load them up like that right out the gate. And with, like Jared said, 17 straight games, the six-man rotation is going to be huge. It's just a matter of now you really have to rely on those guys to step up. For instance, I'm putting it out there. I mean, we need Dane Dunning to do what Dane Dunning did last year. He has to be that guy at least. Bradford, he's getting the start in the rotation. We have to see him go the distance a little bit. We have to save the bullpen. I think the biggest thing that I worry about going into those stretches is the bullpen getting overused. And if you overuse them this early, that's going to hurt you down the road, especially after having a short offseason.
Quick question, because one of the people that we talked about at the beginning of spring training maybe trying to work their way in was Zach Kent. It didn't work out. The Rangers have now traded him to the Guardians for international bonus pool money. I'm just curious, Jared, why do you think it didn't click for Zach Kent, whether it's this spring or in general?
Yeah, I think the health stuff last year seemed to get him off course and didn't come back healthy. Or, sorry, let me rephrase. When he came back healthy, he was a different guy and did not look like the guy who people thought maybe had the best breaking ball in the system this spring. It just didn't look great. And unfortunately, you know, whether it's Zach Kent or Cole Wynn, you know, neither of those guys pitched in a way where you're like, yes, starting pitching depth. They might not make the opening day roster, but they're close to being ready, yeah. Which is kind of what Jack Leiter did. He did a good job. He was, you know, a positive notch this spring. So, you know, the Rangers, they had the ability to create a 40-man spot with Zach Kent. You know, I obviously don't know what's going on from the development side, but the Rangers have had a tough time developing pitchers. The guy to my right is one of the few examples of someone who has come up through the system.
Thanks.
And been developed in.
You didn't come up through the Rangers system?
Oh, no, you're right.
All right.
You know, Derek is, you know, when you ask people, like, hey, who's the last guy that you feel great about the Rangers developing? Derek's a lot of times the answer. And so they're hoping to change that with this new wave of arms coming up through the system. And maybe Jack Leiter helps to paint a new picture. But unfortunately, Zach Kent just didn't look like it was all there and put together.
You got to bounce, or can you stay?
No, I can stay.
Okay, awesome.
I mean, I'd love to be a coach, too.
Coming up next,
me too.
It's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bacsik and Jared Sandler and Derek Holland.
Woo! I'm here, too.
Yeah,
and me too. Corey Majors. Yeah,
just cares us. About us?
Yeah, we're just setting you guys up.
The one thing, and maybe the only thing, football can't take away from baseball. Ooh. Next.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Two and one. Here's the pitch. Bregman swings. It's a high drive to deep left field. Coming back is Carter. He's on the track. He's at the wall. He leaps, and he makes the catch at the 366 sign. Altuve all the way down to second base, returns to first. Another tremendous play by Evan Carter in front of the garage door in left field.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan.
He jumped.
That's the play where you were like, he didn't need to jump.
Hey, I never see. It was an unbelievable play.
April 8th, that's the bobblehead they're giving away. I'm sure you don't want that. Can you like put them on the ground? You're gonna cut it. If you get it, you're gonna like somehow cut the bobblehead.
Where the wall is.
How my simple question of did he need to jump has turned into I'm against Evan Carter. That was an amazing.
It just doesn't make sense why you would question him.
Well,
why
do you hate
Evan Carter?
For the record, when we had him on, I did question him, and he goes, "The thing is, like, I'm new to all these stadiums, and so
he's also new to left field."
Yeah, and he said, "Better to jump and get it than to not," which I thought was an excellent answer. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. We got Derek Holland with us all show. We got Jared Sandler in with us right now, and of course, you have Mike Bassett.
So what's really cool about today is this is the thing about baseball that football can't take away. Football's taking away Christmas. Yep. Sorry, NBA, it's over.
Fair.
Football right. Decided to throw their thing down and say, ours is way bigger than yours, and deal with it.
They're
going to win. And so it's just that. Because it's just a random Wednesday, and football decided let's kill basketball on this day. What do you think?
They said they wouldn't, but they're like, no, we will.
Yeah, we're going to kill it. Now, there's nothing football could do about today. I guess you could either start free agency or have the draft, but I mean, they just probably can't do that. But this is the one thing that baseball has over football. I was thinking about this, and I was like, Thursday night football to start the season, it's cool. You know, Kansas City most likely will be the team hosting whoever. Maybe it's already out. I don't care. But it's a cool night, but it's just a night, right?
Yeah.
But today, almost everybody is playing. There's already been a couple games that have been postponed till tomorrow. Just like the Rangers, it is a little weird they have an off day tomorrow. Usually you do that, like Philly and Atlanta did, because like, if the weather's bad, we can just move it to the next day. And that's what they did. But when you have a retractable roof, you don't really have to worry about, well, we need to keep a day open in case. So I'm going to ask you this, Jared, real quick.
Yeah.
Is the roof going to be closed tonight?
So I don't know. I will tell you, last year, if you guys remember, the roof was open and then it started drizzling or whatever. And I say that to say...
We want the same thing to happen again.
Yes. Yeah. And let's go down 5-0 and come back and win on opening day like last year and win a World Series.
If we follow everything from last year...
40 and 20 to start the year would be good, too.
What's that?
40 and 20 to start the year, 40 wins, 20 losses.
Just go 162-0.
I think they'll do everything in their power. I haven't seen the weather tonight, but I think they would love to have the roof open for opening day if possible.
Okay,
part
so
of the script.
What's that?
The baseball script?
There's no baseball script, bro. That's the NFL.
I will say this.
Oh. Yeah, that script.
Obviously. Yeah,
I didn't know we were allowed to admit it.
Football is five times. I'm going to bring it down a hair from 10 times. Five times more important in our Metroplex or in the state of Texas than baseball. I totally get it. I'm not going to fight that. I'm admitting football's way more important than baseball in our area and in the state of Texas. But I think opening day for the Rangers, this is weird because the Rangers are the defending World Series champs. For the first time ever tonight, they're the defending World Series champs. And I get that the prices would be a little bit more on the secondary market. Like tonight, it says right now, before taxes and fees, the lowest ticket to get into the building would be $143 because it's sold out. Yeah. So, but here's what's interesting to me. I don't know why our Metroplex has decided that opening day is always a sellout, always something you have to be at, no matter what the team did the year before. It just seems like a big deal for our Metroplex. I'm going to give you this. The Arizona Diamondbacks are opening up tonight against the Colorado Rockies. Lowest ticket price, $32.
Wow.
Now, isn't that weird that they're the National League champs? And I get they're not playing the best opponent. Colorado's one of the worst teams in baseball. But it wouldn't, if you're playing the Oakland Athletics tonight, it would still be a sellout. And I think the tickets would still be maybe not $143, but well over $100, like $105 or $120, because you wouldn't have Athletic fans eating up tickets. There will be, I don't know, 10 to maximum 20% Cubs fans because they have a national fan base because of WGN a long time ago. But I find it interesting, the Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani. And I get there's more things around Shohei Ohtani now than just baseball. But Shohei Ohtani is making his $700 million debut in L.A. $49. And they're playing the Cardinals.
That's wild to me.
That's a historic game. Like, that's two historic teams, the Dodgers in L.A. And it's just, it's interesting to me.
Is it that a night game?
It's a day game. It's a 1 p.m. Pacific time game for them, 3 p.m.
I feel
here.
Like people schedule their lives, their work schedule.
Yeah, here.
Taking off opening day.
Everything right now, obviously, Dave Swavey has texted me. There's thousands of people out there right now. There's already, I'm guesstimating, at 10:52, there's already 5,000, if not 15,000 people right now at the stadium cooking out, partying, getting ready for tonight. And obviously, there's a little bit extra on this one because you're raising the banner for the first time ever as a Texas Ranger fan. And the great thing is, too, is in a weird way, I'll bring this up. It kind of stunk. The last time we were really able to remember celebrating a championship was the 2011 Dallas Mavericks. Then there was a strike slash lockout. And so you didn't start till Christmas Day. And then you decided, we're breaking this team down. We're not bringing it back. And Mark Cuban was wrong about this, but at the time I believed him because he just won a championship. He's like, this team got lucky. It'll never win a championship again, and it'll never compete for a championship again. So he decided, Tyson Chandler, you're gone. We're bringing in druggy Lamar Odom and seeing how that works. Didn't work out very well. And so,
all right.
I like that. Well, was he on drugs?
Stopping in,
so I find this interesting. How about this? Houston Astro fans, I'm going to call you out here, and I know you have infiltrated our building for a half a decade now. They are opening up today at 3:00 in Houston against the New York Yankees. $62 to get into their building.
Wow.
So there's something here. I don't know what it is, but there's something here about opening day that's way more important than around the country. It's very important. It's the one thing that you have over football, but it's weird to me that other cities are not as excited about opening day like this Metroplex has been since, I'm just going to throw out, even though I wasn't alive, since 1972, 73.
Right now, I was listening to, and I want to talk about this with Derek at some point too, I was listening to Tom Glavine this morning with Bobby and RJ, and he said it for us retired guys, that nervous energy, it's hard to find that again. So getting out there on the golf course for that golf tournament is kind of the way that they get to do that. I'm feeling it right now. Like, the nervous energy I had before playoff games last year, I started getting like amped up and everything. I'm starting to feel, I can't imagine what that stadium's going to be like by the time first pitch gets thrown.
Jaron, do you feel that way right now? Like, you're, as soon as you bounce from here, you're going to the stadium. Are you feeling nerves, or is it just more like, oh my God, we're going to celebrate the World Series?
I'm nervous about traffic because I hate traffic. I get nervous and anxious to like get set up and get in my booth. Mike knows how I'm wired with this. But no, I'm nervous. I'm excited. Yes, absolutely. Even the years where the Rangers were supposed to lose 90 or 100 games, like you get nervous on opening day. It's such an exciting day. And I always think, I don't know, maybe this is like a weird thing for me. It's going to be sold out, and the Rangers are going to play in front of a lot more sold out crowds this year than they typically have in the regular season. But whenever there's a sold out home crowd, I just always feel like there are a lot of people in the crowd who they haven't been to games before, or many, or they're kind of deciding, do I want to buy into this, or am I just going to sit on the couch and maybe watch? And if you have a good game, you play well, your team wins, then they're more likely to come back, as opposed to like you lose 7-0, you get shut out. It's kind of boring, right? So I don't know why I always get nervous that when they have a big crowd, I just want the team to play well, and I don't want the team to go down like 5 runs before they even get a bat. The top of the first is always nerve-wracking for me.
It's a weird thing that this is kind of the only game, in Derek, since you played in the World Series and in the playoffs, it's kind of the only game during the regular season that feels like a playoff game, even though it's just the start of one of 162.
Yeah, the atmosphere is going to be that way. I mean, as soon as you get there, the very first pitch, it's going to be loud, and it's going to stay that way, at least it should. Until, you know, later in the game where you have, I'd say probably the fifth inning, it'll kind of calm down, but then it's going to pick right back up.
I mean, this is baseball nuggets, but can you imagine if it was a playoff environment every game for the Cowboys?
We'd lose a lot of
That'd
games.
That'd be a tough season.
Yeah, I knew that's where we were going. I thought it would cut you off. I thought it would cut you off.
It's Rangers
right
Day,
there.
Mike. It is Rangers Day.
He wanted that so bad because as I'm even talking about it, he was ready to cut me off. And be like,
he drove
how about them
all
Cowboys?
Around Beltline. He took all of Beltline and was like, oh, I'm finally going to get there.
I got him.
Hey, I don't know if the Rangers are running it back, but I know Dallas Cowboys
okay,
are.
All right, Kevin.
Jared.
Take control of this thing.
Thank you very much for coming by, and thank you for always. One thing people may know, may not know, you're a wealth of information behind the scenes as well, and you try to help out people with information. We appreciate you very much, good sir.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate
it.
Absolutely.
Go safe travels, buddy.
There you go. Jared Sandler off to defeat some of the traffic as he makes his way to Globe Life Field opening day. Remember, all the festivities, G-Bags coming up after us. They'll be at the ballpark. That will lead into all the festivities, including the pregame. You can hear right here on your home of the Texas Rangers, 105 through the Fan, leading into 6:39 first pitch, Rangers Cubs. Coming up next, the hottest topics heading into opening day, including more on the Texas Rangers. We'll do it next right here on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.